RTS presents Nature Watch. Whole series of stories about Seychelles wildlife. Tonight our biologist Nimu Jivan Shah talks about things that fly in the night. Things that search for blood. Yours and mine. He talks lovingly of mosquitoes, the most hated animal in Seychelles.
For the past few months, Mahé has been experiencing very dry weather. This has been especially evident where I live on the south side of the island. I seem to have spent the better part of my weekends filling water from the PUC water truck and carting it in buckets to my house. The nice thing about the dry weather, though, is that it had severely reduced the mosquito population. Now, with the rains, the mosquito swarms are back, hiding behind bushes and skulking in the grass, ready to leap on the first unsuspecting victim. Here at Anse-la-Mouche, feeding time starts at around 5 p.m. As the high rim of the sun starts to drop behind the horizon, the little monsters rise on feathery wings, biting and sucking the blood of dogs, cows, and humans. Over the years, I have noticed that some mosquitoes bite harder than others. The bite of the 8 o'clock mosquito is much more painful than that of the 5 o'clock mosquito. I had previously thought that this was just a result of my vivid imagination. However, when I examined insects caught in a special insect trap in the period of a whole night, I realized that my imagination was not playing tricks on me after all. There is a species change at several periods in the night. The species of mosquito that starts to be active at around 4 o'clock will retire at a certain point in the night, and another species will take over. The most common species of mosquito here in Seychelles, Aedes albopictus, bites throughout the day, only in shady areas. It will enter houses in the late afternoon until about 7 p.m., when it becomes less active. Mosquitoes are flies, and of the 13 species of mosquitoes here in Seychelles, it is certain that the bites of some species are more painful than others. It is also a fact that out of the 13 species, only 2 are the most common biters of man. The island of Aldabra is infamous for its huge swarms of mosquitoes that strike terror in the hearts of human beings. People who return from that atoll often describe in great detail the agonies inflicted on them by these blood-sucking insects. To us, it may feel that every mosquito is out for blood, but actually, the females are the ones that cause all the trouble. Whatever the species of mosquito, the one sucking blood is always a female. The male mosquito is a teetotaler. He confines his drinking to fruit juices and the nectar of flowers. Females, until they are mated, are also content with fruit juice and nectar. But once mated, they thirst for blood and are unrelenting in their quest for the red stuff. Not to ensure their own lives, mind you, but the lives of their children. Female mosquitoes can live as healthily on nectar as on blood. But in order to produce the full complement of 100 to 400 fertile eggs for each laying, every female must have a meal of animal blood. Once her little stomach is absolutely full of blood, she retires from active life, or at least from biting people. She devotes the next few days to digesting the blood and replacing it with eggs. When the eggs are ready, she finds some quiet water in which to lay them. This is the second undisputed fact about mosquitoes worldwide. All of them lay their eggs in water. If you have containers lying around in your garden, you have probably become an unknowing breeder of mosquitoes. It is wise not to leave any receptacles that could become filled with stagnant rainwater outside. However, mosquitoes do not need humans to proliferate, and they do not even need rainwater. Mosquitoes here in Seychelles have some bizarre habitats. One species will lay its eggs only in the pitchers of pitcher plants. Others commonly deposit their load in the water-filled leaf bases of pandanus and palms such as coconuts. I have also collected the larvae of one species from coastal rock pools that have a salinity level higher than that of the surrounding sea and temperatures of up to 40 degrees centigrade. While the female is busy sucking blood and laying eggs, the male mosquito drifts through the warm, sultry nights, sipping nectar from flowers and mating with the occasional female that floats by. The vegetarian male mosquito probably feels no hunger for blood, but even if he did, he could not satisfy his urge. His mouth is simply not up to the job of piercing animal skin. The female comes equipped with a mouthpart composed of two needles that vibrate like a dentist's drill. Her saliva, flowing down the tubes, thins the blood of the host. The diluted blood is then easily sucked up. This habit of injecting saliva into the host is the reason why so much money is spent around the world to get rid of these animals. Many species of mosquitoes carry in their guts parasites that enter the human blood through the mosquito's saliva and cause diseases such as malaria and yellow fever. Here in Seychelles, apart from dengue fever, we are mercifully spared from these death-dealing diseases. The mosquito's behaviors make them a dreaded enemy of man. How often have I sat in a crowded airplane here on Mahé, waiting for it to be fumigated? But we forget that mosquitoes are part of the great scheme of things in nature. Mosquito-borne diseases are natural regulators of animal populations. They weed out the weak and the diseased. Mosquitoes are pollinators of inconspicuous flowers that bees and other insects do not bother with. Above all, they are the food of many animals here in Seychelles. Some of our endemic birds feed on mosquitoes. Endemic dragonflies and spiders are important predators of mosquitoes. They are also the food of many of our lizards. Geckos on Aldabra have been observed riding on the backs of giant tortoises, feeding on these insects that are in turn feeding on the tortoises. Every year, the world spends millions trying to rid itself of mosquitoes. But as I sit on my veranda every evening, I am made painfully aware of the superiority of these insects. After we have become extinct as a species, mosquitoes will still be around, gorging themselves on the blood of others.